This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The minds behind Google's Android mobile operating system have decided what to call their newest version. They're naming it, drumroll here please. Wait, what? We're not going to do that? Okay, we don't do that. Anyway, they're naming it after a candy bar that starts with a K. Can you guess what it is? Marketplace's Sarah Gardner ends the suspense.
Let's see. Hershey's Kisses? Kiwi jelly beans? Crackle bars? No, Google's nicknaming Android 4.4 Kit Kat. If you didn't know, and do not worry if you didn't, Google has a habit of codenaming each Android release after a sweet of some kind. And in true geek style, they do it in alphabetical order. Cupcake, donut, eclair, you get the idea. This go-round, it was time for a K, and all bets were on key lime pie. But
you go with key lime pie, and you're kind of sitting there thinking about a bad dessert at a diner.
Not to mention old school, says branding exec Robert Pasikoff. That's partly why Google went with Kit Kat. It's a favorite late-night snack among the 20-somethings who toil at the company. Android execs at first didn't even know who owned the candy bar, but they ended up cold-calling Nestle to see if the Swiss firm would be interested. 2 days later, they had a hush-hush international deal. Annalyn Jarrus at Hershey's, which makes Kit Kats in the U.S., was ordered to keep the big candy news under wraps.
The U.S. team has actively been working on this for about 9 or 10 months in secret with probably a core team of only 30 people.
Lingera says it's a no-money exchange, cross-promotional sort of thing. Today, she proclaimed Kit Kat and Android natural partners. They're both innovators, after all. Take the Kit Kat Mini.
We took that iconic Kit Kat bar that everybody knows and loves, and those fingers, the taste, the texture, the crispiness of the wafers, and we miniaturized it.
See if you can beat that, Silicon Valley. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.